This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like that. That's Kim Pencil. And I spoke with Denny, and I think maybe we're going to change the music and get Denny to cut some tracks that we can use for opening and closing music here at The Good Life. Glad you stayed with us. If you didn't, go to goodlifeguy.com. There'll be links up there on the listen. You can go to KNSS Radio and pick your way through to find The Good Life and download podcasts or listen, whatever you want. Good program. It's always great to talk about some of the spectacular fundraising events here, like the wine opener for cystic fibrosis, and then, of course, that cookbook, Grilled Cheese and Beer. What a treat. Now, the wine of the week. I was going to do a beer of the week to go with grilled cheese and beer, but I've been eyeing this. For a while, I had not had it. It is from Ego Bodegas, E-G-O Bodegas, a Spanish producer in Humilla. I mentioned this at the beginning. Humilla is a booming growing region. The primary grape is Monastrell, and Monastrell is a Spanish word for Morvedra, a grape that is part of the blending grapes used in Bordeaux. Why it's so different and worthy of a different name in Spain is a terroir issue. Humilla is one of the driest regions in Spain. I'm talking really arid dry. It has some coastal influence, and it has some really cool rocky mountainous soil. And in the foothills is where most of the vineyards are, and Morvedra just seems to rock. They pick fruit ripe, and they don't have to worry about mold and that kind of thing. And with that ripeness comes a little bit of high alcohol. I think this one's like 14.5%. I would guess 14.5 or maybe even 15. It's called El Goru, G-O-R-U, with the accent over the U. Goru, it was a character, and that's good enough, but his picture's on the front, a facial, hand-drawn, pencil drawing of this guy. We don't care about that. What you want to know is the label looks funny. You turn it around the back, and you learn a little bit of something. 60% Monastrell, and then two other grape varieties that do really well in this soil in Humilla is Syrah and Petit Verdot. It's got 35 Syrah and 5% Petit Verdot. Man, the smell. When I uncorked this thing, you could smell it even with just the bottleneck wine coming out. And then I poured it into a tasting glass, and it's got black cherry, black fruit, black raspberry. It really is an aromatic example of what this can be. There's a little bit of leather, kind of forest floor, some of that from the oak. At first, I thought maybe there wasn't any oak. There may not be oak. I couldn't find a tech sheet, but now there's some oak. After I swallowed, there's a little bit of oak. Buttery cola, like, you know, kind of like a Coca-Cola thing, with some butter and black cherry and leather and a little bit of spice, and you hold it in your mouth for a little bit, and it's creamy. It makes your mouth feel good. It would make your mouth feel good with some Spanish cheese, or maybe one of those grilled cheese burgers with a grilled cheese and a hamburger combo. Wild berry and pepper as it sits in my mouth, and then that hint of oak. I doubt if it's any kind of new oak. 2 or 3 year old French oak, maybe. Really soft. This wine is something that a wine enthusiast who is not big into red wine might be convinced. Really cool stuff. Wine enthusiast gave it an 87. I think that's low, But you got to understand, this wine's a value. $14 to $15 high retail. You can buy it at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road today, right near the front of the store in the new arrival section. $10 and change. That's a lot of wine for $10. And you got to realize that the importer that brings this in brings some of the best value wines. Fuerza, Bodegas Ego Fuerza is a great wine. There's Marionette. I did that 3 weeks ago. Another great, inexpensive, high-quality wine. Good stuff. It is 2014 Ego Bodegas El Gorú. And, man, you want some. $10 and change. Really cool stuff. Speaking of wine, and maybe I'll bring this tonight. I'm going to be pouring wine early at the first opening session of the zoo's annual fundraiser and one of the biggest parties in town, Zoobilee. It's tonight. I don't remember the start time. I know we're going out early because we're helping with setup, and like I said, we're doing the first thing. Come by and see me if you're at Zoobilee, and we'll have a good live chat, and I'll pour you some great wine. AIWF is pouring great wine. Have a great weekend, and tune in next week. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.